This is Fresh Air. We have an interview with actor Jeff Goldblum coming up. There's a new CD featuring portraits by the late composer Virgil Thompson. The portraits are short musical character studies he wrote throughout his career. And classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says the portraits are really self-portraits.
Virgil Thompson composed musical portraits for 60 of his nearly 93 years, beginning in 1928. He was probably inspired by the Free Association literary portraits of his friend Gertrude Stein, who wrote the extraordinary librettos to two of Thompson's three operas, Four Saints in Three Acts and The Mother of Us All. According to Thompson's biographer, pianist Anthony Tomasini, who seems to be the guiding spirit behind this recording, Thompson composed his portraits from life, sketching his friends as they sat for him. Later, as many as 50 years later, he would finish the composition. He wrote 147 portraits in all. Here's one of the most delightful, which Thompson titled Dora Maar, or The Presence of Picasso. Maar was Picasso's lover, and Picasso accompanied her while she sat for Thompson on May 8, 1940. Obviously, he got into the portrait, Thompson said. So strong a character couldn't be in a room without being noticed. Picasso's bass line intrudes on the more feminine theme. Composing portraits allowed Thompson to pull in a wide variety of forms and styles, from fanfares to fugues, from tangos and waltzes to hymn tunes and parade music. The pieces are real character studies, and yet, like Thompson's early second piano sonata, they all reflect his own personality, a mercurial but always elegant combination of the cosmopolitan and the homespun. The best-known subjects among the Thompson portraits included on this recording are Aaron Copland, author Jane Bowles, and Gertrude Stein's friend and companion, Alice B. Toklas. Here's Anthony Tomasini playing part of her quirky but tender portrait. Tomasini has gathered some splendid musicians to perform the generous selection on this album, more than 30-odd portraits. Violinist Sharon Leventhal, who is half of the violin marimba duo Marimelin, is Tomasini's partner for 9 of the portraits, including 3 exuberantly arranged for violin and piano by Stravinsky's close friend, violinist Samuel Dushkin. Leventhal and flute player Fenwick Smith of the Boston Symphony team up for Thompson's Serenade for Flute and Violin, and Smith also plays a portrait Thompson wrote for solo flute. Oboist Frederick T. Cohen, bassoonist Ronald Harutunian, and Boston Symphony cellist Jonathan Miller perform in other portraits. Composer Scott Wheeler, who is also the subject of one of Thompson's portraits, arranged 5 of them for all the musicians participating on this disc. His delightful Northeastern suite thoroughly captures the spirit of Thompson. The production of this collection of his portraits began while Thompson was still alive. Now it's a wonderful memorial and a loving tribute. Let's close with Virgil Thompson's mock solemn 1984 portrait of Anthony Tomasini, called Tony Tomasini, Major Chords. Tomasini is again the pianist. He's also a music critic. Even he would have to be pleased with the authenticity of this performance and of the whole album.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Virgil Thompson, Portraits and Self-Portraits, is on the Northeastern label. This is Fresh Air.